Hey family, welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the Bassman.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, talk to me, brother. How you doing?
All is well, my friend. Ready to get to it. It's already April, and the new music keeps coming through, and I'm not mad at that. Just enough movement to get some new entries on board this week and shake things up a bit in the top five as well, Bass.
Most definitely, man. This week we see three brand new entries. One from an artist who's been doing this thing for a very long time, still producing and recording music into her 90s. Yeah, Betty Bryant with new music. Then we hop into something new from a drummer out of Copenhagen, Snorre Kirk. And then we have something new from a super producer and guitarist, Adam Hawley. Definitely some movement in the top five, but is it enough to dethrone Ulysses Owens Jr. and his Generation Y band, who've been at the top of the Jazz Week charts for 6 weeks straight now? Well, only time will tell. Let's go ahead and get into this thing for the week ending April 5th of 2024.
All right, man. So we get it started this week with new music from guitarist and producer Adam Hawley. Now, I remember reading tidbits here and there about Hawley working on new material, and this was right around the November and December holiday season. Well, the celebrated artist, composer, and band leader has delivered an incredible 14 number one Billboard hits across five albums to date. And now the journey begins with project number six, a mostly upbeat and energetic 10-track album with a few tender moments, including a sweet remake of the Gap Band classic Yearning for Your Love, and a remake as well of a recent R&B hit ballad called Best Part, which features Adam's wife, Kat Hawley, on vocals. Out of the gate, the album has already made it into the top five on Amazon and iTunes. You go, guitarist Adam Hawley. His latest for MBF Entertainment's called Unstoppable, and it debuts in the number 10 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. We'll be right back. It's guitarist, composer Adam Hawley. His latest release for MBF Entertainment is called Unstoppable, and it makes its debut in the number 10 spot on this week's survey. Bass?
Liking that. Well, family, slowly but surely becoming a household name is none other than saxophonist Diego Rivera. The Positone recording artist already had a few albums on the label, and his latest places him in a quintet setting, featuring some of the great players in Pete Rodriguez on trumpet and congas, Art Hirahara on piano, Lucas Curtis on bass, and Rudy Royston keeping time on drums. Together, they delivered a solid 9-track outing that includes 6 originals from Rivera and a couple of classics, Carlos Santana's Europa, and then a gem by the great drummer Tony Williams, Pee-wee. Now, not only do we go straight ahead on this album, but we're also treated to some Latin flair as well. Here is saxophonist Diego Rivera with Just a Word. It holds tight in the number 9 position this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. We'll be right back. powerful movement right there. Yeah, that one titled Song of the Underground Railroad. It's taken from sax man Diego Rivera with Just a Word on Positone Records and at number 9 this week here on our survey.
Thank you so much, Brother Bass. Family, don't forget to stay connected with The Countdown on social media. We'll give you links to videos, photos, the latest jazz news. Keep you informed on what you're hearing on the show with playlists posted. So be sure you follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook. Well, veteran guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter Jonathan Butler returns with his latest effort, which in so many ways is like a trip back to the motherland. Butler, in fact, traveled back to his home country of South Africa to craft what is being considered his most exciting and deeply personal album to date. This album is like a reintroduction of Butler's life story, going back some 60 years to his upbringing in apartheid era Cape Town. Experiences which shaped his worldview, prompted years of advocacy, and instilled the ideology of oneness, or Ubuntu. Now, on this album, Butler gets the opportunity to pay tribute to one of his musical heroes, Stevie Wonder, not only covering the classic Superwoman, Where Were You When I Needed You, but featuring Stevie himself on harmonica. Yeah, other special guests include blues vocal legend Keb Moe and producer and bassist Marcus Miller. It's Jonathan Butler right here. His latest from Mac Avenue is called Ubuntu. And it makes its debut in the number 8 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
All through the night, I lay there and watch you dreaming. Brush back your hair, whispered in your ear my feelings. I don't wanna lose.
guitarist, vocalist, songwriter Jonathan Butler. His latest effort for Mac Avenue is called Ubuntu, or Oneness, debuting in the number 8 spot on this week's survey. All yours, Bass.
Thank you. Well, family, you know, I can only hope to be doing what I love well into my 90s. Veteran vocalist, pianist, and composer Betty Bryant is doing just that as she recently released her 14th album as a leader at the tender age of 94. Yes, you heard me right, 94 years of age. Gotta love it. Miss Bryant delivers a few classics in her very own way. The Very Thought of You, Stormy Monday, and Baby All the Time, in addition to a few originals that make up the balance of the 9 tracks she presents on this release. Joining her are Obert Kyle on tenor sax and flute, Richard Simon doing work on bass, Kenny Elliott on drums, and Tony Guerrero blowing on trumpet. Still living out her dreams, vocalist and pianist Betty Bryant with Lotta Lovin', making its debut in the number 7 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Katie's blue, but you'd be too if you did what she had to do. There wasn't time to change her mind, so she did it, Katie did. Kate sad, cause she was happy. Naturally she's feeling bad. I'm her friend until the end, but I'd never do what Katie did. She made the best of a very, very bad situation. If anyone found out, without a doubt, it would ruin her reputation. Katie's gone from now on, and that's the reason for the song. A lesson free to you from me, don't you ever do what Katie did.
Gotta love that, man. Puts a smile on my ear just thinking about the tender age of 94, still in control and having a good time on Brymar Music. Vocalist and pianist Betty Bryant, Lot of Living. It's debuting at number 7 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
All righty, good friend. Well, guitarist Blake Aaron has been priming fans for the release of his next project. It's on the way this month and will be his first full-length project in some 4 years. He's already dropped a few singles as appetizers to the main course. As one who takes pride in his diverse experiences across multiple music genres, Blake explores and experiments with a blend of contemporary jazz, R&B, pop, and funk music, along with a couple of bold departures that venture into fusion and Brazilian jazz. It's a 10-track effort he wrote and produced with Billboard hitmakers Adam Hawley and Greg Manning, names no doubt you recognize. Guitarist Blake Aaron right here with his new effort for the Inner Vision label. It's called Love and Rhythm, coming in at number 6 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. there it is, guitarist Blake Aaron, his new effort on the way this month on the Inner Vision labels called Love and Rhythm, holding steady in the number 6 spot on this week's survey. That brings us just about to the halfway point, but we've got plenty more on the way. Let's see how that top 5 shakes out when the Cool Jazz Countdown continues after this.